to welcome our next to last performer tonight, Bill Thibodeau, wonderful poet. Please give him a big welcome.
Hi, how are you doing? A short introduction to a sort of longish poem. I wrote it over the winter. I'm from Quincy Point, and I don't know if you're familiar with Quincy Point, but there was a shipyard down there, General Dynamics, and then it used to be Bethlehem Steel. So we grew up in the neighborhood next to that, and everybody in the neighborhood worked there. So we had this shipyard here, and we had the Procter & Gamble behind us, and it was really an interesting place to grow up, but there wasn't much sun. It always seemed like it was cloudy. Growing up, it's sort of a coming-of-age poem. It's a bit self-indulgent. I guess it's kind of a rarity on the open mic circuit, but... sorry. I've fallen into that. I'm going to fall into that now. It's the voice of a young boy remembering, being there and then remembering it as an older man and just wondering. It's the Fore River, the shipyard. It's called the Fore River. From the current, the truth is sown. Red right returns from the sea. A log of driftwood awash on the brine appears then to rest on the lee of a jagged tidal sliver of an isthmus steadily blown. A figure entombed in a tree, aching to flex his spine in testament, knowing that he is bequeathed to the river. Home from MacArthur's forgotten war, to the ships of Bethlehem Steel, finding voice in fading figures of speech, in the laying of a stiffened keel, come to wash his mother's liver from the bedroom floor, on knees that wouldn't kneel, with a mop and bleach wrung in droplets that peel through the drains to the Fore River. A ship nears the waking drawbridge on the ebb, both halves rising skyward splayed, a steel and concrete colossus of pulleys and gears with myriad wings on the wires. Just missed that goddamn bridge again, he spat. But I liked it. I had no better place to be. We leave the car and watch at the rail. He stood behind me, obscured in the welder's arc sun, as a tanker passed beneath our feet. I could see the sailors as they walked the deck. I waved, but don't know if anyone saw me. All the men on our street worked down the yard. The Nautilus was built here, he claimed, though I didn't then know what he meant. His shirt smelled of burnt metal, his breath of ashes and sulfur from the bottle beneath the seat. The ship finds the mouth of the river. Colossus falls to sleep. I listen to the car radio as he disappears inside. I wait in the lee of the tavern, dreaming of ships on the tide. A flight of starlings settles on the grass, as motes of living soot they mass, and go about their business wing to wing. In brittle blades of stubble brown, they've starved the bluebird from the town, their throats too choked with dust and seed to sing. While out at play, he leaves the door, and turns away to the river Fore, in his hands a writhing burlap sack. It was supper time when he got back, powdered milk, a block of cheese, surplus farm commodities. A picket line drags down the yard, striking the ships as money hard. Been gone a week to dry out, home to stay. There's a makeup baby on the way. A neighbor comes up for a chat. I'm told he ran away, poor cat. 10,000 starlings settle on the grass. Like cancer cells they mass, the sweetly singing bluebird on the wing. What once was green is withered brown. Smokestack ash rains on the town. Yet have I something in me brave to sing? Swallowing the key confirms the prison for the warrior home from the war. where a love letter sleeps in a locked box in a cellar drawer, the bare-knuckle holes in the hallway wall and the telephone dead on the floor. Behind the newspaper wall around the parlor chair sits the master of the silent crossword, where words come with relative ease when meant for blocks black and white, while opposite the chair, dust settles on the hearth atop a fireplace used but rare by a kindling box filled with bones and old magazines and pension stubs little worth the ink with bottles hidden behind the brick. Pacing worn fur boards in search of nightly revelation, spilling wine on my white shirt to the background blare of horns and sirens passing through the intersection below. Wind-sped snow by window panes and swirls of beauty stark, falling through the lamps to the sepulchral street to be seasoned with sand and road salt crushed by cars. The wine allows the thinker to travel to forbidden places, to the well of the sacred, to drop his questions on a rope down the throat of the dead, then hand over hand haul his pail. But what would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? Oh, what danger then to one so exposed, to grind those brittle bones in search of marrow? Who am I to grieve this fallen sparrow? Saint Joseph, pray for me, for I fear I've lost my way. From the ancient nun who wove the palm frond cross, who waited weeks for me to pass through the churchyard, to present it to me. I, having missed the Sunday mass, delivering newspapers, didn't understand. Unable to eat the hard white bread without first soaking it in wine to soften that gritty crust, my blue teeth down to nubs from grinding nights above that stream, lost to the garden of rosemary and violets, estranged from the embrace of a foreign soul, where red and green traffic lights compete as markers for that homeward journey. The cranes stand rusting in the salty air. The gates are chained, the prayer said. The river past the drawbridge flows. The colossus crumbles, falling dead. The smoke of wings is on the rise, and with his eyes the birds have fled. The builder of mighty ships to lie in the shadow of the idle stacks. Red right returning went the sigh as aging iron twists and racks, where the Nautilus was once towed by towards the river's mouth where the cats had gone in onion sacks. Thank you for listening.
Bill Thibodeau.